Philadelphia is using a $749,000 grant to invest in high-tech tools to prevent people on probation from committing another crime. Dr. Ellen Kurtz, director of research at the probation department, says instead of relying on probation officers' gut feelings, they'll create checklists and tools to help track people's behavior.
For example, if someone has a criminal thinking patterns or associates with other criminals, those are the kind of things that are called criminogenic needs. Those are things that can be addressed with effective programming to reduce recidivism.
Probation Department head Charles Hoyt says their goal is to give offenders another chance.
We have a risk tool right now, and that's how we supervise them. Now we're taking it a step further with the needs, and we're going to address the criminogenic needs through the same kind of system.
Philadelphia has 45,000 probationers. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.